It's Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, discussing information technology, information contest with the People's Republic of China, which is a peer of the United States of America with ambition to be a superior peer, make the U.S. a near peer soon enough. And we've been talking about how information technology can push back. This is the information that we sometimes regard as political, sometimes economic, sometimes philosophical or scientific, all of that. How can you compete with the Chinese advantage of a civil military fusion, which we do not conduct in the U.S.? We have private capital advancing our case. And what can go wrong and why turns on that. The first, what hurts China hurts the U.S., hurts Europe, hurts a Europe that is now struggling with the Ukrainian war. That strikes me, Henry, as the first objection you would hear from Wall Street. What, are you kidding? Our profits depend on 8% out of China or 13% out of China. Was there an answer from your colleagues?
Yes, I think there was pushback on that, and there has to be. First of all, it's worth noting that's not an amount of commerce that can't be tamed. It's not like we're that dependent. I think it takes time, but you can turn that down. More important, you can make sure that the terms of whatever commerce you're engaged in are safer and not and beneficial more to us than they currently are. I think there's this kind of fatalism that we can't do anything. It may well be that what we're talking about will push the Communist Party to be more defensive, but I think that's just the point. You want to push them to be more defensive, and it's not as though we are without agency in this regard. I think saying that there might be some effect on the economy is ignoring so many other things that affect our economy so much more.
Second, what can go wrong and why? Attacking China's economy attacks its people. That's undeniable. We're trying to make a distinction that is very difficult in rhetoric, let alone in facts. The Chinese people have 300 million people that have achieved to the middle class. Good for them. But it has a wandering group, sometimes numbered 100 million, sometimes 200 million, who are pilgrims and live in poverty in the countryside and occasionally have work in the factories. How do we not hurt them, Henry, if we hurt the economy?
We need to put that concern about the Chinese people into context. The bottom line is the relief of their estate is to be found in Beijing, not in Wall Street or New York City. After all, almost all of the capital that brought China from poverty to its current wealth came from the West, and a good chunk of it came from the United States, not to say anything of the technology. At some point, the government of China needs to take responsibility for the shortfall that remains. We literally gave it the office here. And the fact of the matter is they can make things a lot easier on the people in Shanghai just by being more reasonable themselves. They have the solutions to all of the problems that we've discussed much more than we do.
Third objection, we invite retaliation. I recall that is always a concern of the U.S. If we escalate, they'll escalate.
I think they already have done about everything they can. I mean, it's hard to believe there's much more in the box that can be thrown at us. I think that what's been missing is, a sensible, moderate, and proportionate response.
Aggression. The wolf warrior of these last years is now replaced by what we're told looks like war planning, learning from Ukraine to move on Taiwan. Do we trigger that if we push back on non-kinetic region, the economy, cyber, information war, just conveying the facts to the Chinese people, does that do anything to slow down this intention to take over Taiwan?
I think, a lot of this is a judgment call. But I do remember one Secretary of Defense saying weakness is provocative. So it isn't like pushing back on the Chinese to look at themselves and to take stock of the problems they have. It should be seen as somehow obviously out of bounds. I mean, it is not like we are attacking them physically. So I think, if anything, there's a higher likelihood, and that was the view of the group, that it getting them focused on their problems would reduce the probability of them wanting to take on more trouble outside the borders. Now,
it appears in the presentation, and all I have is the notes and the video, it appears there was unhappiness with the idea because the expectation is the Department of Defense, the other parts of the services will be unhappy with this idea. Do I read that correctly? We can anticipate unhappiness.
I actually don't think that's the case. The reason I say that is after the meeting, I started to do a battery of phone calls to people in the government or advising the government who have the proper clearances and sit on the most sensitive advisory boards. I think what you have right now is a desire to articulate an offensive information warfare / cyber strategy against China, but that the apprehensions of the bureaucracy that something super sensitive would be shared would kick in and prevent it. And I think the top brass and the political people in the Biden administration are not happy about that. I think some of the rank and file working these issues also is quite grumbly. They want more of a public discussion. And so we may be in the beginning of what we need to do. I can certainly say this. It's my conviction and my reading both of my own involvement in government and in history is that when you do not have a public policy to frame what you're doing secretly, what you're doing secretly will fail. It will not be sustainable. And so it's time that we start talking about this.
The website is entitled Pax Pacifica Aukus, a workshop series from the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center with Executive Director Henry Sokolsky, subtitled China's Information Technology Bamboo Curtain, How and Why We Should Break It. It is both a video at length and notes that are available for the video. Also, the meeting slides are available for your use or reference point. This is not about guns. This is not about building a larger fleet. This is about ideas and conveying them online, information, cyber. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.